In the last couple of years, millions of people across the country have learned their drinking water contains high levels of the contaminants known as perfluorochemicals. These are used to make nonstick things like Teflon and pizza boxes. And for those with illnesses that are linked to the contaminant, that knowledge can be helpful and incredibly frustrating. For the New England News Collaborative, Emily Corwin reports from New Hampshire.
Sitting across from me on her porch, Marianne Sylvester's face looks healthy. But she says her face looked different before she got Graves' disease about 10 years ago. At the time, it all seemed like bad luck. Really, really bad luck.
A side effect of Graves is thyroid eye disease, and it causes your eyes to bulge out. And so I lost all self-confidence. You can't look someone in the eye when your eyes are... You feel hideous.
Sylvester spent 4 years like this. Ultimately, surgeons had to remove bone from her face and skull to make room for her swollen eye muscles. It wasn't until the spring of this year that she began wondering if it was more than bad luck that caused this disease. That's when she found out new water tests had shown high levels of the contaminant PFOA in local drinking water. And research links PFOA to thyroid disorders, including Graves' disease.
Graves' disease has affected every aspect of my life. Financially, socially, my career, my family.
If PFOA caused this, Sylvester says, she needs to know. But given the research so far, there's just no good way to know if her disease was caused by these contaminants. And that's the same for dozens, maybe hundreds of residents in New Hampshire alone who have contaminated water and who suffer everything from high cholesterol to kidney cancer to ulcerative colitis. Brendan DeKemper lives with his mom a few miles from Marianne Sylvester in Merrimack, New Hampshire. They don't know each other, but DeKemper and Sylvester have the same disease, Graves' disease.
Obviously, when I first heard about it, my first thought was, sue St. Gobain, you know, sue the government. Like, I need, you know, I want to get my money's worth out of this.
The state of New Hampshire says it considers the company St. Gobain to be responsible for contamination in Merrimack. And St. Gobain is paying for water filters and infrastructure there. But other than that, it's not clear what the company might do for residents. For instance, communities in the Mid-Ohio Valley are due $300 million from settlements with DuPont, which manufactures products containing PFOA. The situations, however, are different. First, many communities there had water contamination levels 10 or more times the maximum amount found near St. Gobain. And second, DuPont was accused of negligently dumping large quantities of the stuff into landfills and bodies of water. That's something St. Gobain has not been accused of. But DeKemper says it's really not about money. At 19, DeKemper had to spend a year home from college, undergoing 2 rounds of radiation for his thyroid disease. His father was home, too. He was sick with renal cell kidney cancer. That's another disease linked to PFOA.
It was kind of like we were both sick at the same time, so we both kind of were going through a, you know, rough patch of our life. I just happened to pull through it, you know, and he happened to go the other way with it, but...
Phil DeKemper passed away in 2013. The kidney cancer and the thyroid disease? It all just seems like too much of a coincidence, DeKemper says. Still, he's holding back judgment. He's waiting for authorities to come to some conclusions.
It's easy to point out saying, oh, it's PFOA because that's what I want it to be too, you know, or that's what we want to scapegoat it to in a sense. But right now, we don't know.
In New Hampshire, there are 2 class action cases underway in federal court, and at least 1 law firm is taking on cases individually. Whether any of those will have traction is still uncertain, just like so many things for people wondering if their drinking water has poisoned them. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin in New Hampshire.